Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So the main, there's going to be some closures coming up because they're doing some filming today. So make sure that you pay attention because I'm going to tell you what to avoid or where to flock to see some celebs coming right up. But first, I want to tell you that our mega ticket announcement is coming tomorrow morning.
Right.
Starting right around 7 o'clock, and you can win tickets to each of the shows as we announce them tomorrow. And it's fun. We were having our meeting yesterday, and we all decided that this is the biggest summer ever for country music in the Delaware Valley.
Yeah. Now, I know I'm relatively new, but this is your 20th year. Have you seen a summer like this that's coming up?
No, because you already know about two festivals, right? And now we've got six shows in the mega ticket and our anniversary show.
Yeah.
And Kenny Chesney, it's bonkers. It's like every weekend you're going to have something to do. So make sure you're listening for your chance to win tickets tomorrow morning starting at 7 o'clock. Okay, one band that is not on the list because they're here in just a couple of weeks is Little Big Town. So we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to them in just a minute. But they are super excited. Tonight is a big night for Little Big Town. They're going to be performing at New York's Carnegie Hall tonight. How great is that?
You hear about musicians playing Carnegie Hall for the first time, and what an honor that is. It's just, it's kind of like this, it's a rite of passage in a way. And it's, for us, I think it's really just a beautiful way to set up this tour and just set the tone for what this album and what we've created is all about. I'm just so thrilled. I can't even believe it's going to be happening. It's
like Carnegie Hall will be different than any other night because we're going to sing the record top to bottom. And because Carnegie Hall is so, well, there's only one. And it'll have a little bit different of a production feeling than the rest of the tour. So I know a lot of fans are trying to make it to Carnegie because that's a one night only deal.
I am so bummed that I'm not going. I'm so bummed that I'm not going to be there tonight because I heard the girls talking about it on another interview, and it's just this album is going to be outstanding, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so
great.
It's
got to be so, you figure there's probably not that many places they haven't already played.
Right.
So it's got to be so amped up for them. That's great.
That's cool stuff. Okay. Also in the news this morning, there's going to be filming of a quote production event that's shutting down Bridge Street in Phoenixville today into early tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. They're not saying what it is, just that it's a production event, but we can all assume because it's in the same area that they did Mayor of Easttown, that new Kate Winslet show that they've been filming. So it's probably going to be that. So if you're interested in trying to catch a glimpse of Kate Winslet, there's a chance that she's going to be in town today. Again, that's going to be on Bridge Street in Phoenixville. So this is interesting, though, because that's an HBO show. It's a series, and they already did a couple of episodes of the series, and the director left.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So they said that it's scheduling conflict. So they just had to hire a new director, and they signed this guy on for 2 years. His name is Craig Zobel. And I was like, oh, that kind of stinks because this was our chance to, like, you know, like really be able to watch a show that's done in Philly and it's going to be really good. And now they're changing directors in the middle.
Right.
But this guy has done work on The Leftovers, Westworld, American Gods, and a bunch of others that are like
so
really
he knows
big
what he's
time
doing.
Shows.
Yeah,
that's
fantastic.
That's going to be interesting. So, yeah. But we've got those Little Big Town tickets for you right now.
That's right. They're coming to the Met for a show on January 30th. So here's your chance at scoring a pair. Be caller 25 right now at 215-263-6700. It's brought to you by Wawa. They've reached their goal to provide customers with 100% sustainable sourced coffee.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So Luke Combs only listens to one modern country artist, but it's not for the reason that you might think. So I'll tell you who it is and why coming up. But first, let's talk about James Bond. There's been so much talk about who the next James Bond will be, and now we know that it will not be a woman. Producer Barbara Broccoli, is that really her name?
Did she say Barbara Broccoli?
Yeah. She says, you know, James Bond can be any color, but he is male. She said, I believe that we would be creating new characters for women. We should be, as a matter of fact. But I'm not particularly interested in taking a male character and having a woman play it. I think women are far more interesting than that, which I think is a great response. Meanwhile, Bradley Cooper was flirting with the new Bond girl, Ana de Armas, at a Hollywood party. People there said that he made a beeline for her while they were chatting away in the hotel lobby. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of... Yeah. Shenanigans going on.
Ooh, she may have also made a beeline for him. I mean,
well, right? I don't know though. If you're the new Bond girl, chances are you're pretty hot, and you probably just stand there and people from everywhere come up to you.
Right?
I wouldn't know what that's like. And Luke Combs. All right, so he says that there's only one modern country artist that he listens to, and that's Eric Church. He says, first of all, because he's always been a huge Eric Church fan. He just loves his music. But he said he tries not to listen to a lot of country because he doesn't want to accidentally copy somebody.
Oh, okay.
So it's not that he dislikes everyone else. He just is afraid that their sounds are too similar. He said, you know, so often you hear songs that are like, oh, that sounds like something.
Right.
And he's like, I just never want to be accused of being the guy that ripped somebody else off. So.
Right.
So that's why he does that. By the way, speaking of country music and Luke Combs, who we know is coming to town with Tim McGraw at Citizens Bank Park. We just made that announcement. Details on our website. Tomorrow morning, right about this time, we will be wrapping up our announcement of who's going to be on the Mega Ticket this year. Okay? Will that show be on the Mega Ticket? You're going to have to find out tomorrow. The announcing starts just after 7 o'clock. We are not only going to tell you all of the artists that are part of this year's Mega Ticket, which is the biggest... summer ever. But we're also going to give you a chance to win tickets to each of those shows as we make the announcement. So be with us
tomorrow.
It's going
to be so much fun again just after 7. Yeah. Andy's X-Files brought to you by Acme Fresh Foods, local flavors.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
So, we've got big Friends news coming up. I'm just saying that it's not the end of Friends. That's coming up. But first, let's talk about what's coming to the Philadelphia area. There's going to be some closures around Bridge Street in Phoenixville today because there's going to be a an undisclosed film filming.
Andy's doing the air quotes.
Air quotes. And it's just like a project. A filming project is going to be happening. And they're being very vague about what it is going to be. But, you know, in order to film in these areas, you've got to file all these papers. So we pretty much know the shows that already have permission to do it.
Right.
And one of the shows that's already filmed there, so I'm guessing that's what it is the mayor of what is that, Donnie?
Easttown. Mayor of Easttown.
Mayor of Easttown. Okay. I'm never going to remember the name of that show.
No, you're just going to say, oh, that Kate Winslet one.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. That was filmed here. So they've got to change the name of it. They should just call it Kate Winslet in Phoenixville. Kate Winslet comes to Phoenixville. So she might be in town. So check that out. That's going to be, so the closures are going to be going on until early tomorrow morning. So it looks like they're going to be filming overnight and stuff. And that's going to be on HBO eventually. And then in other HBO news, the chief content officer says that, they're talking about doing a reunion show with Friends. Donnie is dancing like a little girl right now. Ready? So, by the way, the woman who wrote that song just passed away. Yeah. She wrote, like, all these crazy songs, and this is, like, the calmest song that she's ever written. She did a lot of, like, Motown stuff, which is really interesting. Oh, yeah. Really interesting woman. But anyway, so sad news that she just passed away. But the good news is that, so he said they're really having a hard time with their schedules and things like that. So it's still a big maybe, but it's not a no.
Yeah, all right.
It's not a no about Friends, which I think
so
is great,
telling
great news.
Me there's a chance.
Exactly. Right. And if you like the show Young Sheldon, which has been doing well ever since Big Bang Theory went off the air, then you should know that Reba McEntire is going to be guest starring on it next month.
Great.
She's going to play Craig T. Nelson's ex-wife and is supposed to strike up an unlikely friendship with Meemaw.
I love it.
Which I think if anyone is going to have an unlikely friendship with Meemaw,
it would be Reba, McEntire. Right?
I hope she says it a lot in the show. Meemaw. 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 Hey, don't forget, tomorrow morning is the big announcement for
right.
the
Mega Ticket. 7 o'clock.
Yep, starting at 7, we will start unveiling all of the shows that are coming. There are 6 of them, including the anniversary show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be bonkers. And not only will we let you know who's part of the Mega Ticket, but we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to each of those shows. So make sure you're with us tomorrow morning at 7.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by KGLSkinStudyCenter.com. Participate in a paid clinical trial today.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.